The NTT upgrade here in San Francisco 2025, and this is a wheelchair powered by brainwaves. So there's a little machine you put on, there's a little bit of calibration to get the signals and sensors to be able to work like an EEG to get that brainwave activity and convert it to a digital signal. From there, they use AI because the reality is every person is a little bit different. So when you move your left or your right hand, for example, that's what this little game shows, there's different waves of activity that happen in your brain. But there's variability between people. It's not like you can just look for one signal and make it work for everybody. So there's an AI layer in between that try to take your signals and incorporate the activity that you actually want it to do. Now, what we saw was about 60-70% accuracy. It was pretty good. Ultimately, it wasn't quite perfect, but that was with no real training. Imagine if you were paralyzed, you got something like this, and you sat down and did activities. You kept training and say, nope, that was actually left, that was actually right, or kept helping it to understand your particular brain signature. From there, you might be able to see that you could control a wheelchair with your mind. How amazing is that?